I'm sorry. Is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now?
I will consult the bones.
Throw me a frickin' bone here.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure.
It's time for the Comedy Bone Podcast, stand-up comedy radio with your host, Brian Monarch. Are you ready?
Oh, is ready.
There are 215 bones in the human body. That's one.
I just got that old-fashioned romantic feeling where I'd do anything to bone her.
Yeah. Wait, say that again?
That was impressive.
Oh, I'd still have the microphones messed up.
I think it's incredible, man.
No, can you say that one more time?
That was impressive.
Okay, there we go. You're in. All right, if you don't want the headset on, you could take it off.
No.
No, it's fine.
Actually,
no.
It looks quite glamorous.
Let me go to my show with fucked up hair. Thank you.
If you want to wear nothing, it's fine. I know you're a Leo, and you have this whole thing where you have to look perfect at your shows.
It's my Samson right here, and now it's perfect at my shows in general.
In general.
We just don't walk out like a la naturelle. I work at this.
That's okay. That's
not everyone's
Leo
just
thing.
Born this fantastic.
It does look lovely.
Just kidding.
Well, let's do some intros. We only have two comics this week because one of the comics, I'm going to say flaked. I think that's the perfect word. Sam Tripoli was supposed to be here. I'm not going to get too angry. He'll be here next week, hopefully. We'll see about that. I think somebody's on the chat room over here. We'll talk to them later. First of all, on the couch, or you want to start over here? Let's start at the love seat. We're going to start at the love seat. My whole thing is fucked up now. This is all awkward and weird.
Bring it down, Capricorn. Your anger is boiling right now.
I'm pissed off.
Well, stop being mad.
Don't
You've
tell
got two
me.
Great people here.
It's awesome.
You
it's going to be
yelling
perfect.
At me. You feel like you're my mother.
It's going to be awesome, but it's a little annoying when someone tells you 10 minutes prior. That's what I'm pissed about.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Flaking is one thing.
Well, then get out of comedy because there's a billion flakes in it.
All right.
If you want to be in something more serious, I would prescribe medicine to you.
I was about to say you could be a pharmacist.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Let me. What do you call it when you get it all out of you? Just
waiting to exhale.
I'm gonna exhale all
that
the
was
negative.
For the gays.
Yes.
Sean loves the gays.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. We have Guy Groves. Guy Groves on the love seat. He headlines all over L.A.
Yay,
he headlines at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. He's played at the Improv, the Comedy Store, all over the place.
Yep, that's me.
He won a comedy contest over in Pasadena.
Oh,
right?
That was years ago, man.
Yeah, well, hey, man, it's not easy to win a comedy contest.
Hey, you know who won second? Who was second in that contest? You won't believe it. I mean, she's obviously a superstar and like one of the most talented comics that exists.
Really?
Melissa Villaseñor.
Oh, yeah, she sat on that. Love seat right there.
You know how old she was when she did that?
Nine.
She was 18.
Huh.
And her mom and dad brought her to that contest.
Mm-hmm. She just had her name put on the Comedy Store wall. Not this last one, the one before that. The last.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's really good.
Big deal when you get your name on that wall.
Sean Pawlowski has her name on that wall. We're going to introduce her next. She was recently on Showtime's special. It was called Lip Service. That was awesome.
Thank you. I watched it.
You were the funniest comic on that show that night.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I thought everybody was good on that.
They were all right. There was a couple I didn't like, actually. You were really funny, though. I was pissed that they didn't let you, that they edited out your golem.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You love, well, Brian and I both like sci-fi and fantasy and comic book stuff. So
it's true.
That is my favorite bit to do is impersonate Gollum and Smeagol.
You think you'll do it today during our podcast, possibly?
If you ask me to, I will. You know I always do that for you, but I'm so freaked out by your damn weird Persian cat. Not because it's Persian, but just because it's a cat.
I like how you were trying to not be racist with my cat for a sec. Not because it's Persian!
Hey, I can say that. I live in Iran. I mean, Beverly Hills. I can say that.
All I know is the cat's face is flat.
It's weird.
It's very flat.
Seriously, your cat looks like it has special needs.
I wish I had control of the cameras. I mean, I do, but I can't really zoom
really?
In or anything.
You're a big tech guru and you can't turn your camera to look at a freaky cat.
They're webcams.
Can't you upload a picture of your cat
this
so people
actually,
can see?
This right here.
Honestly, your cat is freaking me out. I'm not going to
lie. It is.
Lie.
It's plotting your death, guys.
It's looking
what you
right
don't know.
At me, like, with that flat face. I don't know.
It's like, I've never seen a brother sitting here.
Exactly. It's looking at me like, oh.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, that's Bozoon, and it's a girl, and I just cut her with a pair of scissors myself.
Well, obviously, you hate her. Look at her.
No, well, let me explain. I was actually planning on bringing her to the groomers this week. I tried this weekend. Nobody had appointments. They're all closed on the weekend. So I was like, you know what? I could do this. And I pulled out a pair of scissors, started cutting her, and I realized about 3 snips in that this was a bad idea because she has so much fur, but that's the finished product right there, whatever that is.
You just need some clippers, man. You
know? Yeah, I thought I would scare her. I didn't want to do that. I figured we'll do it slow.
Well, you'd make a really bad Leo because her hair looks like shit.
Yeah, she ain't going to no shows.
Mm-mm.
So, did you see Batman, since you like all that stuff?
Rub that in. No, I was traveling overseas for about 3.5 weeks, got back and hit the ground running. So I wanted to go see that tonight, but my friend had to see it in IMAX, and the showing is at midnight, and I don't have 7 hours to go through the night to see that film at midnight. I don't care if I see it in IMAX. I just want to see it.
Well, I saw it, and it wasn't in IMAX. It's long. It's not bad. It's not bad. I just feel like it was long.
Really?
Yeah, 2 hours and 45 minutes.
It's never that long. You got Christian Bale to look at. It all works out.
Yeah, that's why I made it through.
I don't know if I'm going to believe Anne Hathaway as Catwoman, though. I was a little apprehensive about that when I saw she was cast. Not that I don't like her. I just, you know, Catwoman's a big deal.
What is your favorite movie? Is it Lord of the Rings, like that series?
Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a dance movie?
You're so heterosexual. You can't even name.
Bring It On.
You know what it is?
The cheerleading movie.
Damn right. Listen to Guy.
Hold
He's alive and breathing.
I understand. Okay, let me ask you a question. If you compare Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, and, I don't know, Terminator 2. Let's throw E.T. in there, and then you put that up against the cheerleader. What was it again?
Bring It On.
Bring It On. You think Bring It On is the best of all those.
I think Bring It On and Star Wars would go hand in hand, but I think that Bring It On was such a smart, easy concept that everybody could relate to. So therefore, it was a brilliant idea. I thought it was well executed, and I could watch it over and over.
I am, amazed right now.
Don't be amazed.
That's the choice? That's our
selection?
Listen,
there are other people that agree with me. I'm not the only one that thinks Bring It On is one of the best movies ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I feel like
I
making
know.
A
You've got a penis, so you think it's Casino. You think it's Shawshank Redemption.
I like
you think
Goodfellas.
You think it's Goodfellas, and you think it's The Godfather. And then in between, you think it's Star Wars, I will have to agree. Star Wars is amazing, and Lord of the Rings is amazing, and I agree with that.
But it ain't no Bring It On.
Bring It On's just, I love it.
I have a confession, and I don't like saying this, but I've never seen The Godfather, any of them.
No?
No. I know everyone, anytime I say that, people are like, what?
That's weird.
Well, if you don't like long movies, I mean, they're long.
I don't mind long movies. Like, I saw, what's that one with Kevin Costner? Dancing with the Wolves. That was like 3+ hours, and
yeah,
I didn't mind that.
That is no Godfather.
Yeah, I passed.
And there's 3 of them. I mean, do you think it was a bad movie if there was at least 3
of
them?
Oh, I've heard the whole story. 1 is great. 2 could even be better, they say, in a lot of cases, and 3 wasn't so great. That's what I've heard a million times, but I need to go watch it.
There's a classic scene in there. You have to see The Godfather.
What, the bull in the bed or something like that?
Well, there's no bull. They're not in Spain.
Horse's head?
So, yeah.
Why you got to get all sassy on me?
I'm sassy right now. You put that fucking weird cat near me.
Well, I think she's naturally sassy, man.
She is. That's what she is.
I give you sass. I've always given you sass.
That's true.
I mean, seriously, since I've known you, have I not given you sass?
There's always been some sass involved.
Have I not always given you a hard time?
You have.
And you take it well. You take it like a nice Jewish man.
Thank you. So Bring It On. That's the one. Did it win Best Picture that year?
It did not, but it should have.
Interesting. What was it up against? Or was it not even nominated?
You know what? Bring It On. I don't even know what it was up against.
Huh. I don't think it was
up. I don't even know when it came. I'm just saying I don't know what it came out against it came out in the movies.
Well, let's who's in Bring It On?
Who's in Bring It On?
You know what? I don't.
Have you seen it?
Kirsten Dunst.
I like Kirsten Dunst. I like me some Kirsten Dunst.
Kirstie Alley. Mindy Sterling.
So this is older.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Denise Richards.
Mm.
Ellen Barkin. What's her name? Anne Janney, or the one from West Wing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is there any nudity in this movie?
Not really.
It's a whole lot of panties in it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got to flip and, do all that. All
right, fuck it. I'll watch Bring It On.
Can't believe you didn't watch Bring It On. It's a very funny movie.
Okay.
Best line ever. Missy's the poo, so take a big whiff. It's amazing.
Missy's the poo, so take a big whiff.
Missy's the poo. So take a big whiff.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool.
sure every man has lost his erection now. I don't care. Keep going.
I'm going to move this mic out of your way because it's totally blocking you. But talk more about the cheerleading movie while I do that.
What do you mean? You know what? I can't believe you haven't seen it. It was a classic. Everybody loves Bring It On. That's why it runs on, like, TBS all the time.
The crazy part is that they had, like, sequels, Brian.
Well, the sequels aren't good.
They had, like, sequels.
They had, like, five of them.
Man, they had sequels with, like, Beyonce's sister in it.
Oh, is it the Knowles?
Yeah.
Solange?
Yeah, but then,
yeah, the forgotten. But the forgotten they Beyonce.
They also had, what's her name? The girl that dates Vladimir Klitschko now. Little tiny chick.
I don't know.
With the curly.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, they had her.
See? Don't make me answer
I would never
shit.
Play trivia against, like, pop culture trivia against Sean. Yeah. That would just be like,
yeah, I'm disgusted.
You're going to lose.
I wish it would. You could say something like Jeopardy against me, but instead you just pointed out, like, she knows useless shit.
She knows pop culture.
Yeah.
And man, your cat is really fucking me up. Look,
yeah.
It's just staring at you.
Look at this.
Let's get a good shot of
I can't win this contest.
Has anyone else talked about your cat?
Yeah, people noticed the cat. Mike Costa said something, and he called it a he, and I forgot to correct him because I was like the first episode or two and I was just too flustered trying to control all this shit at the time, and now I won't let anyone call it a
that
he.
Cat puts spells on people. I'm not kidding.
Bozoon,
some voodoo shit it knows.
Good thing she looked away. Shit.
She's a good girl. All right, let's talk about some subjects here.
Let's talk about Jewish men with their cats, which is so fucking weird.
Do it.
Why does every Jewish guy own a cat?
I don't own the cat. I save the cat from certain death.
But you still own it.
What am I supposed to do? She's adorable.
It's a cat.
You're acting like cats are like...
They're the worst. Cats are so awful.
What do you like?
Not cats.
You like dogs?
They're okay. I'm.
You're a people person.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not like, let's save all the animals. I'm like, let's save actually real human beings.
Truth right. be told, you look at this situation, cats are psychotic, bro. Look at this.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely two on two here, Bozoon, so I can't really do much. You don't talk.
I mean, how do you feel about cats, Guy? Do you think cats are...
Technically, I'm allergic to cats, so I took medication before I came over here.
See, Brian, there are reasons. People are allergic to cats because they're awful animals. They're never nice. They plot... Look at this one.
You know,
stink eye.
I bet a lot
Since
of your...
Guy sat down.
I bet a lot of your gays have cats.
Well, they're gay. Here's the difference between you.
Well, what can you do? All right. I'll get rid of the cat.
Did you check your chat room?
Yeah, there's like a few people in it.
Who are they?
Well, what are they saying?
Guest 91, guest 74. They're not saying anything. They're just listening to us argue about whether cats are worth being on this planet or not, wondering why they're watching.
I'm sure they agree. Cats are useless, and why does every Jewish man... You know what's the worst? When you look on internet dating, and the guys will post their main picture, it's a straight guy holding his cat.
That's
like, really? That's the worst. That's a vagina killer
That's
right
some
there.
Bullshit.
A vagina killer.
That's a pussy killer.
I wanted to do a table book called Straight Men with Cats, and my roommate and I were going to collect all these guys on the internet. If I could count how many pictures, especially like on J-Date, the guys who are holding their cats, I think that's bizarre and weirdo.
You meet guys on J-Date ever?
No. Huh. I don't like Jews anymore. We know that.
What do you like? What are you into? You like the Latino thing, right?
I was about to say, what, you don't like yarmulkes or something? That's really starting
it's
to
It's not me. I don't like yarmulkes. I mean, I was, you know, born and raised to find a nice Jewish man to settle down with, but they're nice. They treat women well and whatnot, but you know, I got a little bit more into the brown flavor, so I like them Spanish or Latino or Hispanic.
Lighter shade of brown.
Is that why you're always doing these tours in other countries? Is there a lot of groupies over there looking for hot female comics with nice hair?
No, you mean military tours?
Yeah.
I mean, military is not really, you know, composed of Latino people, if that's what you're asking.
I didn't ask that.
It's very white.
Well, he's thinking like Spain.
Oh, because we went to Spain. Yeah. Like... I mean, that's not why I did the tour, but it was a bonus to be in Spain.
How long was the tour?
Almost 3 weeks.
When did you get back?
Like a week and a half ago.
How many dudes did you bang?
Here we go.
just one.
One? Where? Mm-hmm. What country was he in?
He was in Spain.
Spain?
No, I lied. He was in Germany. I went day drinking with two Navy guys in Spain, so that didn't happen. I came close to that, but I'll make that happen. They're okay. going to meet up with me, but so it that's was a whole different story.
Now, was it a German guy that you had sex with, or was
fuck
it a guy?
No, are
it
you
was
kidding?
A guy in the military.
Do you remember what they did to our people, Brian? Why am I going to ever fuck a German?
Snap.
Hey, it's called 1942. We will never forget. Even if Germany decided, their team decided to wear powder blue and pink in the Olympics. Okay, so, did you see that Olympic ceremony?
So no Dirk Nowitzki. That's not happening.
No, I don't. German. The German accent freaks me out. Does it not freak you out, Brian?
Champlowski?
Yes.
Like that?
We don't have ice. Yeah, no, I don't. That is not sexy. And I love men with accents. If you're English, I love English men. I love English, Irish, Scottish until you date one. And then there's...
Hood.
Yeah, Australia, but Australians are cheat, so they stop becoming attractive even though there's Thor and his brother. God, I'd like to be in that sandwich. But I digress. It was in Germany. Was he German? No.
I don't think I ever realized how racist you were until I had you on my podcast.
How am I racist?
How are you racist?
I'm
think,
not racist.
You think because Hitler did this thing in 1940, every German person is, like, against the Jews?
Yes. Ask Mel Brooks. He thinks the same.
I'm sure he does, but he's, like, 93.
But he was thinking like that when he was 40-something. Didn't you see his movies?
Yeah, but I think he was part of the whole... He was there, you know. It's like you're intelligent. You could look back. Like, what if a Jewish dude killed someone in your family? Would you stop dating Jews?
I have stopped dating Jews.
But yeah. But
oh, that's right. I forget.
Yeah, but we're talking about for the same reason. Like, it's just I don't know. I realize that it wasn't just Hitler, and there was a lot of bad people over there. But
just
there was
few.
Also a lot of people trying to get out of Germany. What about those Germans? Are you mad at them too?
No, but if you're going to ask me if I feel comfortable in Germany ever, how many times have you been to Germany?
I've never been to Germany. Okay. I'm surprised you went.
I've been in Germany like 4 or 5 times traveling. To every time you have to go overseas, entertain the troops, whether it's to go to Afghanistan or Bosnia, where you have to go, they take you through Germany. So I've been in Germany more times than I've ever wanted to be. I'm not saying there aren't beautiful parts of Germany, and I'm not saying there aren't nice people in Germany, but is Germany a warm place? No. Does it feel very cold? Yes.
So you got one
do
of the
you
military
feel,
guys.
Do I stand out in Germany? Yes. When I'm flying Lufthansa and all the stewardesses are blonde, blue-eyed, and they're like, would you like a vet nap? And I'm like, that's okay. Not today. I'm just saying, am I uncomfortable? Yes.
So that's why
and can I stop making Führer jokes when I'm in Germany? No. Because it's always funny.
So that's why you found a nice military man to accompany you the entire time in Germany.
Yeah. I mean, he was heartbroken. His house just burnt down in Colorado Springs. His wife left him a year ago. He lost some friends in Afghanistan. He's sad. I'm there for moral support.
So did he come up? How did it go down? He came up to you after your set?
No, he didn't even see my set. I met him in the hotel, in the Air Force hotel. He's Air Force.
Oh, he's Air Force. So they weren't at the show, the Air Force?
No, he was staying in the Air Force hotel on leave from Afghanistan to go tend to his burnt home. And what he was most sad about losing was not his home, but it was his Dodge Ram.
I thought you were going to say his cat.
No, his Dodge Ram.
He's a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a guy.
You only care about the damn truck.
That was weird.
You ever go on the road and do shows?
Yeah, but not that far.
Like San Diego and shit like that?
San Diego, Arizona, you know, San Jose.
Anyone ever hit on you? I didn't ask if you did anything. I know you're married and you're happily married.
Woo! People hit on me all the time.
That's cool.
All the time. Everywhere I go, you know, every show that I do, somebody's got something to say. I just put the blinders on. And
they hit on
like
you after the show? That never happens to me.
All the time.
I know for a fact it happens to you.
All the time.
Sean's like running around the backstage of the Comedy Store, avoiding comics and fans. Like she everywhere she goes, they're following her.
That's
and I know that's
true.
A fact. It is true.
You know, that's funny because I have a friend named Daryl.
She gets pissed when I book certain
who
comics.
Who worships you.
Daryl?
Yeah.
See?
Daryl Rummins?
There's hidden ones.
Nah. He's on my Facebook. He worships you. He keeps talking about, yeah. Tell Sean, I said, keep stretching it out. You think I'm kidding? He worships
you.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get emails and things sometimes and from people, but I don't know. I don't really, like, I feel like when a guy goes on stage and he's funny and he's strong, like yourself, guy, women find that very attractive. I think when a woman goes on stage, if she's funny, and I feel like it's a dick killer.
It's intimidating.
I don't think that way.
And then on top of it, I do impersonation of Smeagol and Gollum, even a bigger dick killer.
Nah, but y'all always...
Except for Brian. Brian loves it.
No, I'm surprised you don't have a bunch of nerds coming after you after that one.
But women...
I did. You did.
Women
do you
want to
really tell
power.
Them the truth, Brian?
Yeah, I came after Sean.
That's how we met.
Like, I saw her, you're Gollum, and I
tell
was
them
like...
Tell him how we met.
What'd you say?
I met her on Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Dicks.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No. Her nickname is POFK, Plenty of Fish Killer, because we made a joke that she, like, murders people. Why did that even... No. How did that come to be?
We made a joke that you could be the Plenty of Fish. Because I say when I meet up with guys, if I meet up with guys on the internet, I'm always worried that, like, you know, you got to be cautious. You got to meet in a public place because they could be the Plenty of Fish Killer.
Oh.
And so that was the running joke. But he had contacted me because he'd see me at a show at the Comedy Store on New Year's Eve. I'd never worked with him in comedy or had seen him.
Nope.
And didn't know. And I didn't know he was a comedian when he contacted me. And then he told me he was. And we went out on Cinco de Mayo.
We did. We had strawberry margaritas, which is my favorite drink. It's all I drink, really. I'm not really a big drinker.
Yeah.
That's why I have Mike's Hard Lemonade in the refrigerator.
Strawberry margaritas, really?
Yeah.
So, like, if I poured you a cognac or something, you'd be like, nah, that's okay.
Yeah. I would say that. That's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. I'm not the most manly drinker. I'm not going to say I am.
Somebody give you an amaretto sour or something, you'll be like,
you smoke a lot of pot, though. Too much. You smoke every day. It's too
much. I don't smoke every day. Almost now you're saying things that aren't true.
Almost every day. It's too much.
My stance on weed is it's good before a funny movie, sushi, or sex. That's, yeah, you should do it before those.
What are the benefits of smoking weed before sex?
Oh, shit. It's, have you ever tried it?
No.
Dude, you got to try it. It's like, every touch is like more sensitive and like everything, orgasm is
strong. Did you do that with me?
No.
Okay.
That's a hell of an admission right there now.
By the way, for anyone listening,
I'm really involved now. I'm really involved in this.
This is years ago.
That's all right. I love it now. Now I'm comfortable. Hey, Sean. Now I know.
No, you should definitely try it.
I just made your podcast way better.
Uh-huh.
Get off me, you cat.
Crazy.
That cat watched us do enough shit. Go away.
Oh, my God.
Come on. That's what I'm here for.
You're the worst, Sean.
You didn't need the third, did you? I told you I'd make your podcast really good.
Yes, yeah. Good. Meanwhile, you're banging dudes across the across Germany.
Spain.
Across LA.
No, was it Germany? I thought you said Germany, not Spain.
And Germany is where I had sex.
Spain is where you had two guys.
It was going to go down, but I had, I was supposed to meet with my friend for dinner, and I wasn't going to flake on her. So they had a curfew. They had to be back at their base. But they both emailed me, and they were going to sneak off their base. I'm like, they just got to the base. I'm like, you guys cannot jeopardize your military job to meet me back in, you know.
So this was going to be a threesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
Wasn't that going to be exhausting?
Like, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm sure it would be worth it, right?
Kind of something I always wanted to do. I came close once with two male models, but then there was a third male model who was witnessing kind of the proposal, and he had a girlfriend, and I didn't know where he would go or what he would do.
I think you told me this
story.
So
I got awkward, and I backed out of it because I was so worried about what he thought.
I'm actually surprised that you didn't let this one go down in Spain.
I wanted it to, but what was I going to do?
You told them, no, don't sneak out.
Yeah, I did, because if they lose their military job, I'm not going to be a part of that.
So how is the conversation going? You're sitting there drinking with them, and you're like...
Day drinking. Well, one saw the show.
Right.
So they saw the show, and I gave them my car, and I said, you guys going to go out in Spain tonight? And they're like, we got to work. I get an email that night from the really cute one. And he was a fetus. He was super young. And he was like, really enjoy the show. We're going to go day drinking tomorrow. And there was a group of them. And I'm like, okay. He's like, we're new to the base, so we don't know where to go. And I'm like, oh, there's this Irish bar down the street from me, blah, 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 blah. So I thought he was coming with the group of guys, like four or five of them. What happened was, is he came with the other cute one that I thought was cute. So here were two of them, you know, total. I think they both very young. So we went day drinking, lots of shots. So by like... we started at 5, by 7 p.m. I was loaded, but I knew at like 9 p.m. I had to meet my friend out. And I've known her for years, and she also booked the tour, and I'm not gonna do that to my friends. And is worth like losing a friendship over.
Is your friend married?
Yeah, and she knew I was out with him, and she said, I thought you were gonna flake on me, and I wouldn't see, and I proved her wrong. And I went, and they came to dinner with me and the other comics. And then by 11:30, you know, Spain dinner goes for 7 hours. They had to leave and go be back at their base by midnight. Then I got emails separately from both of them. I'm like, God, we had so much fun. We're talking about sneaking off the base. And I said, do not jeopardize your job. I'm going to be in Mykonos in a month with a gay cruise. So fly on the weekend and come meet me at the gay island
and
make all the gay guys jealous that I've got two guys. And that's going to be the good story.
Do you think they're going to both go on this?
They're trying.
Huh.
And that's a magical pussy right there. Thank you.
I was about to say, it's going to make him go on a gay cruise.
I think that in that situation, if the roles were reversed, like it was two girls and it was a guy comic, I think the guy would have called his friend and said, look, this is the situation.
They wouldn't, wouldn't even called. He just wouldn't have showed up.
No, I think if you're it depends friend, on the guy.
If you're good friends, call your friend and say, yo, man, look.
But I couldn't call her. Her phone didn't work. She wasn't back. I came back to where we were all staying. She wasn't there. Right. She was already out in the street, so I couldn't contact her, and I wasn't. I'm a little upset about it, but I feel like they're based out of San Diego. They're going to be back in 6 months, so if they don't meet me in Mykonos.
Oh, they're both in San Diego right now?
They're based out of San Diego. They were sent to Spain.
What a coincidence.
So it's going to happen no matter what.
You could just go to the La Jolla Comedy Store for a night and do that.
Exactly. But I'd rather it happen in Mykonos in front of the homosexuals. I think it'd be really great.
I have a La Jolla Comedy Store show this Tuesday. Anyone want a spot? You want to do it?
No, boo.
Okay.
I won't go down to La Jolla. I'm already going to be there in a week.
I was about to say I'm going there next week, too.
I was supposed to be there last week, but something happened.
What happened?
Your fucking show was canceled.
My show?
Bathhouse show in La Jolla. Wasn't it last Monday? Wasn't it supposed to be? It was on my calendar.
It's never the Comedy Store. Oh, yeah. I know.
La Jolla.
I know. We'll get you up. We'll get you up in the L.A. one.
Yeah, just like I'm going to be on Sam Tripoli's Naughty Show. That's going to be awesome.
You'll be on mine. Been like and a you year. Know you'll be yeah. on mine.
I'll be on his, too. We're going to have a talk about it next week now, for sure. So how's your website?
Oh, cause you did it for me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has Brian done your website for you
yet? Not yet, but I'm considering
it. He's great.
Yeah, let's do it.
It looks great. But my favorite part is my website got hacked immediately.
Oh my God.
Can you tell them what came up?
What was that again? It was like
this
weird...
a guy, like, you've been hacked by C-Rock. And it was like a guy in a top hat flipping you off.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's C-Rock? And then we went on the internet saw that he'd hacked into all these WordPress. So it wasn't like just individually targeted to me, but like it's him flipping you off.
It was your cousin's server was what was hacked.
My brother-in-law's.
Your brother-in-law, yeah, that's what happened. Oh, well. We fixed it that day.
Yeah, the guy was like, fuck you.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny. I mean, it didn't feel funny at the time, but you had to laugh when you saw the guy flipping it off.
So, Sean, since you're a tell-all type of girl, tell us about all the people you don't like at the Comedy Store.
Let's go for it. I want to hear this.
This
is controversial.
The Comedy Store is my home, so...
Oh, I know it is.
In general, is there anyone really rubbing me wrong right now? No, I mean, I got to roast Dean, the manager, before he left, so I roasted a bunch of people. So I think everyone kind of knew how I felt about them that was sitting on that panel. Huh. Is there anyone I really dislike or that I see and work with there? Not really.
No? Okay. Just wanted to check in on that. I know sometimes you get frustrated by
there's
people.
There's comedians that I think are full of their shit and don't, are mediocrity and got to a level where they got. But, no, I don't think at the store, really.
When did you get your name on the wall there?
Probably about like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's more recent than I thought. I thought it was a while.
4 or 5. I've been there for 11 years.
How long so it took 6 or 7 years to get it up? It
took time. Like maybe five years it's been on the wall. Because for a long time they didn't add any names.
It was just sitting there.
Yeah.
They've been adding a lot lately.
Well, then they're more on the ball about it now,
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Rick Ingram was here last week and I asked him about his name on the wall. He said it happened in one night. He came in, he was working as an employee there, and Mitzi was there and nobody wanted to go up because she was watching, and she was there to watch Ari Shaffir actually and see if he was going to be advanced to being a regular, and he was there that night and he's like, fuck it, I'll go up, and she made him a regular and put his name on the wall that day.
That's awesome.
And that was like the first. It was like in one day. That's like awesome. I've never heard a story like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, I don't know. What else is going on? Looking forward to The Hobbit? Do Schmeagle for us.
The what?
Why?
The Hobbit.
Let's get to Guy. Why are we at me? Let's talk to Guy. I want to know. He's the deep Scorpio. Let's get his secrets out.
I was enjoying sitting here. He's just flying
under the radar.
I was like, I don't need to answer these dirty questions.
I've already said enough, don't you think? I mean, I've like just probably brought you a thousand more viewers. The gay ones already knew these stories, so go ahead. Like, let's talk to Guy.
Fire away. I'm with it.
I mean, Guy, you're married for how long? You told me this before.
11 years.
And how long have you been doing comedy?
Comedy? Oh, man, to be honest,
yeah.
Most people don't know this. I started comedy many years ago. Like, I'm 42.
Right.
I started comedy when I was 18.
Oh, okay. So you were single in a comic for a while.
And then I retired by the time I was like 22.
I stopped for a while.
I was like, I don't want to do this. And so I got a regular job and I worked, and then I turned like 35 and I took my wife to Applebee's and said, you know what?
Well, that's where you break it. You always got to break it at Applebee's.
I took her to Applebee's. I said, you know what? I'm going to go back and do comedy.
And
what'd she say?
Then she got up and left.
And she was, no, she did the typical thing that like a woman, what does that mean?
Really? I would have just got up and left. What does that mean? I don't think it's very typical. A Jewish woman would have been like, I'm out.
If you go to Applebee's with a guy, expect some serious news.
I think if he had taken me to Applebee's in general, I think I would have gotten up.
Yep. That was it, man.
Why were you at Applebee's?
I thought I was getting back. And
how long were you married at that point?
Oh, man. Like 5 years, something like that.
Oh, so this is a while ago.
Yeah.
So huh. 5 years. And she was like, okay, now you're still doing it.
No, she just wanted to know, like, you know, so what that mean? You're going to be like out of the house like every night? And I was like, no, not necessarily, but I will be out a lot. And I have 3 kids.
Right.
Wow.
So, and they were
you
little.
Have 3 children?
Yeah, and they were little. Now they're like, my daughter's 10 and my sons are 9. My mm-hmm. sons are twins.
And wow, you had a handful.
And my daughter is 10 months older than the twins.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, it's all good now. I mean, you know, now
I'm exhausted just hearing that.
She's in dance class at
Millennium. Seriously, my vagina just sewed itself up just hearing that. Good Lord.
Hey, but you know what? It comes back, though. It comes back. I want you to know that. It comes back.
How does it come back?
It just does, man.
All right.
It tightens back up.
Oh, the vagina.
It comes back, bro.
I thought we were talking about. Yeah, I knew
well,
that.
Yeah, so I wasn't falling. I was like, what comes back?
It comes back.
That's good. So at least after your vagina becomes unsewn, it'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
After your threesome.
I'm birthing so many babies.
Yeah.
Please.
So how was it before you were married and you were a comic? Any freaky deaky stories?
When I was young, actually, to tell you the truth, I was so young that most of the girls were scared to talk to me because when I was actually a regular at the Comedy Store when I was 20 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Swear That's to God. Cool. And so I used to have to wait outside before my set.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, there's no drinking if you're that young. And so I would sit outside the original room and then somebody would come and tell me when it was time for me to go on.
Sean's wind chimes are acting up.
I'm sorry. I'm listening, but my hair's getting messed up. And I don't
if you don't want to wear the headphones, don't wear the headphones.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, cool.
What am I, Helen Keller?
I don't know.
You're 4 feet away
from
me.
We're like right here.
I know.
I won't play any online sounds, so you won't miss anything.
You haven't played any yet.
I played our intro music.
Okay, well, I heard that.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
Will you put them back on for the outro music?
Yes.
No, you don't have to. It's the
same
song.
I will. I'll hear your outro music.
I'm just kidding.
I promise, boo.
So, anyways, guy. So, what happened, like, when you were a single comic? Did you get any, like, chuckle fuckers?
Yeah, actually, to tell you the truth, there was a comedian that I was all in love with.
Who was it?
Suzanne Suter.
Do you know Suzanne Suter?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
She's in New York. She works with Charlie Murphy a lot.
Charlie Murphy!
And, oh, man, I got my heart broke. And, oh, nah, she was crazy.
Hmm. Crazy chicks.
She's like 9 years older than me.
Do you only date black women?
I've dated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is Filipino and white.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's Filipino, like, used to look like Bruce Lee when he was young.
Does she have...
What was Suzanne? Sorry.
Suzanne Suter is, I think, half black, half white.
Happy.
Something like that.
Filipino. The culture. My best friend is half Filipino, half Indian.
Okay.
And all her Filipino side always have snacks in their purse. They always have a snack and a snack and a bag and a bag.
That, and when they serve food, they serve tons of it.
Yeah.
They serve tons of it.
And you always got they've always got a snack on them somewhere.
You only have 2 profession choices. You could be a poker dealer or you could be a nurse. That's all you have.
Respiratory therapist.
One of those two, yeah. That's just, yeah.
Is that what she is?
No. My wife is a sales and marketing person.
Okay.
She sells.
Or you could also be the lead singer of Journey.
She's half. If you're full.
You can be the new lead singer of Journey.
What do you mean?
He's Filipino.
Is he?
Really?
Yes. You never.
Oh, okay.
Wait, the new lead singer or the original lead?
The new. The one who replaced Steve Perry. The one who replaced Steve Perry.
I didn't know Steve Perry was replaced.
Arnel Pineda. He's Filipino.
When was he replaced?
Do you not hear my joke? I've been doing this for like 5-6 years.
I don't think you've ever done that one.
I always do that in your shows.
I didn't know Steve Perry could be replaced.
Well, he was. This guy was found on the internet. He sounds just like Steve Perry. He was a Journey cover band.
Okay.
And they found him, and he replaced Steve Perry because Steve Perry didn't want to work with Journey anymore.
How long ago did this happen?
About, 7.
A friend of mine went
six,
to,
7 years ago.
A friend of mine went to traffic school. Like, this is a couple years ago, and Steve Perry was in the class with her.
And, that's awesome.
And she was.
That makes a good tweet.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
She was the same nationality as him. I can't think what it is right now.
What is he, like, Armenian or
no,
something?
No, it's, God damn
Slovakian?
It starts with a P, I just said.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry. Must because your headphones are off.
Starts with a P.
It's because
you figure it out. I'll figure it out by the end of the show. So, what else? We have, what are your vices, Sean? You don't smoke weed. You don't, do you drink too much? What's your deal? What's
going on? I don't drink a lot.
Too much dick?
No. It's never, there's no such thing as too much dick.
Well, now.
I guess that's her vice then.
I don't say it's vice. I just don't think there is. I mean, maybe that's just because I've been, you know, I work with the LGBT community and I work amongst a lot of gay men. And so maybe that mentality is rubbed off on me.
That's but the LGBT mentality.
Not, well, it's not the lesbian mentality. There can never be too much dick. I'm sure there is.
There
oh my
can never
God,
be enough
there's,
drama.
Yeah. Theirs is like, oh my God, there's dick here. So, yeah, no, I feel like, no. I
there's
appreciate
a lot of,
men.
There's a lot of drama in the lesbian community.
A lot of drama in the gay community, period. There's drama in every community.
But like in their relationships, about? Like I feel like they're all crazy.
Well, it's just women. When you put a woman and a woman together, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of cray-cray happening.
That's
like,
true.
What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do.
Like, that happens with the gay guys, too.
I mean, it happens with the straight couples also.
Right.
Nah.
And we're allowed to get married.
Nah. You take, look, man, you take the energy of two men and put them together. I mean, you think about us, how we are. Like, if a girl walks away from us or something like that, we pursue her to a certain point, and then we realize, okay, I'm about to go to jail or whatever. You take two men and put it together, it's like they don't even give a shit anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it has to be worse.
I've seen gay men fight it out. Like
it
big,
has to
burly
be worse.
Gay guys, like, punch each other. I've seen.
Down at the Abbey?
That catting. I've seen it on boats. I've just seen cat
boats.
Fights.
I went to a gay birthday party at this place. It was just brick walls, and there's gay porn on every television in every corner, and there was a bunch of bears, as you would call them there, mm-hmm. And there was like
Well, explain to your audience what a bear is. People don't exactly know that term.
A bear is like a big, well, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's a big, hairy, gay dude.
It's a big, burly, hairy lumberjack. They can be muscular, but they're like the leather daddies. They're like the lumberjack-looking gays. Grizzly Adams.
So, yeah, that's
like
those,
a good reference.
And a lot of times they don't, you wouldn't stereotype them as being gay when you look at them.
Right, and they're very masculine. A lot of them are, well, some of them, they look really masculine, like they could just, you know, punch you with one fist and you'd be out, but when they open their mouth, like a dick falls out, you know? Butterflies fly out, rainbows, sound super gay.
So they sound super gay, but they don't look super gay.
But you,
exactly.
But you shouldn't have put yourself in that situation, because the reality is, it's unfair for you to walk into that club. Because think about it, how do you feel when a girl says no to you? And so you're walking in that club and somebody's going to hit on you and you know you're going to say no. It's the same feeling.
I got to go
to
the birthday
party. But you can say no politely. You can say like I'm flattered, but no, right?
I said yes.
I'm sure you did.
No,
they were hoping you'd say yes.
Maybe. It was fun. I mean, we went to a bunch of places that night and I wasn't going to not go. You know, it's a friend. So I didn't have a choice.
You have gay friends.
I do have gay friends.
He has gay friends. You have gay friends?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. We all have gay friends.
What if guy said no? He doesn't like gays.
Well, I one time...
I've had people say that.
One time was invited...
They don't survive, but they say it.
I one time was invited to something at the Abbey and I didn't go.
Right.
And I felt guilty.
I like the Abbey. Yeah. There's a lot of single chicks at the Abbey, dude.
I just feel guilty that I ducked it.
There are a lot of single women there.
And their guard is down.
It's true. He's right about that.
Yeah. I've gotten a few numbers at the Abbey because I used to go with them. It was fun.
Abbey's a fun place.
Let's go to the Abbey, guy.
I'll take you.
After the
show,
we'll
all
go. It'll be fine. We'll see what happens.
All right. That's cool.
They got good food and drinks at the Abbey. It's a fun place to brunch, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they had a brunch. I'm always there at nighttime.
Outside, Abbey, all the gays are out. It becomes a lot of lesbians.
So what was... Let's change the subject real quick. I have a question about the Showtime special you did.
Okay.
Was it awesome or... You always downplay things to me. I feel like it was no big deal.
Was it awesome
deal.
To do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
It was awesome, right?
Awesome. I think being on Community was more awesome.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that in your credits.
That was like a big, you know, being on a real, like a hit show and being,
Is it on YouTube? Can we look it up right now? Is your scene on there somewhere?
My scene isn't on there yet, no. Yeah,
we'll have to find that thing.
Yeah.
Put it on your website.
Yeah.
Add it to your reel.
Maybe you can edit that for me.
Maybe.
I have it.
I doubt it.
Thanks, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I heart you.
So let's see. Who are your favorite comics? Like, if you have, like, a comic that you, like, look up to, do you have any?
Who I love the most?
The most. Like, Louis C.K. or Chris Rock or someone?
No, none of those. God, who do I, when they come in the room, who I think is so great.
Funny, not handsome, and not, we're not talking about someone you want to have sex with in a threesome. We want to know who you think is
Russell
funny.
Peters.
Russell Peters. How about you, Guy?
I would agree with that.
Russell Peters?
I'd like to have sex with them.
Well, I wouldn't want to have sex with him, but...
He likes feet.
He's into that?
Yeah, he has a foot fetish. He always grabs my feet when he sees me, and he's like, your feet, like, he's hardcore on me.
Huh.
He's hardcore on feet.
What's special about your feet?
They're always, you know, in heels, pedicured, you know, those look right.
All right. I don't understand the feet fetish thing, do you?
He's got one.
You do? Do you have one, Guy?
I like anything from the waist down.
Really?
Yeah, if it's shaped right. Some hips.
Interesting. I can't relate to
some hips, some, you know, some smooth something.
I like the legs and the butts.
I don't see the point in like a woman going on a date with a man and not wearing a skirt and showing off if she feels good about all this.
Right.
You know, wear a dress, show off, you know, show what you have going on and then you're taking care of it.
Some guys don't want their girl being looked at. Everyone's different though.
No, my wife is short. She's a real short lady. She has really nice, thick legs, you know, really nice, well-taken care of feet.
I would never want to be described as she's got really nice, thick legs.
Well, it depends.
It's like calling me ma'am.
I'm a black man. And
I know. Thick ass, maybe.
Don't get me
wrong.
And
even that makes me want to cry, but thick legs makes you just.
Don't get me wrong. When I say that, you know, shapely. Right.
Shapely. That's a nice description. Shapely. That's okay. A nice adjective.
So just to smooth that out
you're just getting yourself in hot. Again,
she's not going
to
complain. And she wears heels a lot, you know. And so I, you know, always am comfortable with that.
This reminds me of the time when Darren Carter explained how he felt you looked. Remember in the backstage of the Comedy Store? He's like, Sean, you're just so.
Yeah. Oh, you've watched. Yeah, you have watched.
I've seen so many people hit on Sean.
Every time
like
Brian
crazy.
Is near me, he does bring out the crazies. Comics do hit on me when you're around. It was weird last night, too.
Where were you?
I was talking to Adam at the Comedy Store, and we were trying to have, like, a serious conversation, and every comic came behind me and was, like thrusting me. Like, nobody just came up to say hello, and he's like, why is all these people thrusting you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's just weird. That was weird last night.
Multiple people thrusted you while you were talking to Adam?
Yeah, a couple people came by and
How do you pronounce his last name? Egget?
Adam Egget.
Egget.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always see it spelled. But, I never hear anyone say his last name.
But, yeah, no, so, okay. So, thick legs.
Thick is not a word.
Thick is bad. Thick is bad. I had a brother approach me once in the parking lot of the Comedy Store once. I was mid-conversation with an industry person, and he just barged in and goes, your ass is thick like a Sunday newspaper. And I cried.
I feel like in the black community, that thick is a positive word.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's like
it's
a compliment.
But in the Jewish community, it's not.
Well, it depends which Jew you're talking about. I like them thick.
Well, you know, meat is for the man, and dog is for the bone. You know, that's
right.
You know,
you're an ass guy.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I do like the booty. Booties are nice.
Yeah, guy.
What about you, Guy? You like the booties?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you like everything from the waist down, you said.
Absolutely, man.
So you know, boobs don't do much for you.
Boobs, you got to have a little bit of something. Something, at least, as long as you got a handful.
Right. You have pretty big hands, though.
It works, you know, but
Sean's like, oh, big hands?
I was just like listening to the whole boob thing. You know, I like to hear people say whatever, you know. I had a guy once who was like, I'm just not a boob guy. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you want me to do. I have giant tits. Like, that's like kind of mean to say to me.
Right.
Like, I'm not into large boobs or there's nothing I can't go immediately.
Maybe he was trying to say he likes your butt.
Whatever.
Are you a sensitive woman, Sean? Because you come off like you're really, really strong or really powerful.
I'm sensitive.
You're
really
sensitive?
Yeah, I have two sides to me. Like, I am very sensitive, but I also, if, like, somebody's, like, really mistreats me or says something horrible,
you stick up for yourself and
I'll cut you off.
Hell yeah.
I got that Scorpio little something in me that I'm done with you. If you're not going to be morally right to me or be a good friend or something,
right?
You say something really terrible. It's like I'm going to eliminate. You know.
Yeah,
but you're a Leo.
Leos were really loyal people.
You said you had a little Scorpio. Like, is that like your moon or something? Or like,
no,
I always hear
I'm
these
just saying characters. And my moon is Gemini, so that's why I'm two people.
Oh.
I got like two sides to me. I can be really sensitive, but again, if like a boyfriend has really been mistreated me or this or that, mm-hmm. and we've been together 3 or 4 years, and you did something really wrong, and it goes, you're done.
Yeah,
we say goodbye. It goes on, and you don't need to contact me or stay in touch with me. And I mean, eventually, you know,
I feel like I'm talking to two people that do semi believe in astrology. I know you believe in astrology, right?
Yeah, I don't believe it's the like last word of every. I don't believe everything is final in astrology, and I don't believe everybody is exactly how, you know, everybody doesn't have the exact, you know, same five characteristics of each sign, but you know, it can vary.
I have a friend. She actually just moved out of California, but she used to ask me the birthday of anyone I went out with, and she would predict whether I would get along with her. And she would read the chart. She would ask her like, "What's her birthday?" You know, and she would compare it to my birthday.
She asked about you and me.
I don't think so. This is before.
The Caps aren't supposed to be with Leos.
No?
Not really. But I attract a lot of Capricorns, you know, because they're melancholy and they need a little guidance. And just kidding.
So who are Scorpios supposed
to
be?
So many people are going to hit me up after this show.
Who are Scorpios supposed to be now?
Are they?
Oh, yeah. I can already, like, imagine what's going to happen.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
A shit storm.
It's not like it was yesterday, but I mean, still, it's the.
What is Scorpio supposed to be with?
Yeah.
Probably another Scorpio.
Really?
Really?
Someone intense. They might be good with a Capricorn. Because Capricorns can be.
That's why me and Guy are going to the Abbey.
They're hard. Capricorn is hard to figure out what they're thinking sometimes. They don't really give you a lot to go on.
Right.
Scorpio's kind of. They can emote. And, you know, you can kind of figure out that they're either hot or cold. You can figure that out real fast. But a Capricorn, they kind of hold their cards close to them. They don't tell you everything.
We're very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know. This is
Is this a weird podcast?
No, it's totally normal.
Okay.
I'm about to go for a strange topic.
I didn't think so.
Go for it.
What do you're good on time, right?
I am.
Okay. So, I feel like, anyways, I was going to tell you something about the astrology. She would ask the birthday, and she actually would look at see what your current moon is. Like, that changes every few years, and, like, it makes you change a little bit. Like, your birth,
I don't know much
not
about
birth moon. There's a birth moon, and then there's a, I forget what the other moon is, but it's, like, what you are this week.
What moon is in your house at this time? Yeah, right. I don't know much about that. I just will read
But she would say, like, what's her birthday? And I would tell her. She would ask me. And then she would tell me how it's going to go. Like, oh, yeah, I think you guys will probably end up having a little chemistry, probably make out, maybe do this. But it's not going to last.
What's your longest relationship, Brian?
4 years.
When was that?
When I was 20 to 24.
That's
are you
good.
Kidding?
No.
And how old are you now?
41.
Brian,
I've had 3 2-year relationships during that time.
Okay. All right. I'll lay off you then.
Okay. Hold on a second. My point was, she would say...
Grown-ass man.
Fuck you. Look who's talking! Miss Threesome in Germany?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Spain?
If I thought that men were even remotely, like, normal acting in this town, and someone would show, like, would be a decent, right person... I would commit tenfold to that person, and I have in the past. But most men are just fucking freaky. They're just like crazed, especially
and all the women in LA
are technology.
All the women in LA are just.
I'm not
like
saying all the women
perfect.
Are great, but I'm just saying women tend to look more for relationships as guys are looking over their shoulder. You don't agree with that?
I agree with that.
You mean guys not trusting the women, or
not trusting the women, just looking for the next best thing, especially here in Los Angeles. I mean, you think guys are out there really looking for a relationship?
I know a lot of good guys.
I'm sure there are. I'm not
and
saying
maybe,
that there
and
aren't.
Maybe it's because I'm married and that circle.
There are a lot of good men.
Attracts a lot of good men.
They just don't live here.
But in Hollywood, you know, in the middle of all that, it's impossible.
It's gross. Yeah, it's gross.
You
what
know?
Can I say?
It's not.
I'm not
going to
sit and become a nun. I'm not going to like. If I can have access to whatever I do, I'll try. I'm not. You know.
I feel like I don't know. It's just hard to find someone you want to be with for the rest of your fucking life.
That's... You just don't want to commit to someone for the rest of your life, and you're going to need to grow up and know that you're going to die alone if you don't make that happen.
Why does it have to be you're going to die alone?
Because you would.
Well, you're going to die alone. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. You're going to die alone with Bazoon, your fucking freaky cat.
Bazoon will be dead by then.
I don't think so. I think that cat is an Ewok and will live forever.
Basically.
I don't think Ewoks live forever.
I think they do, and I've just made that generalization.
All right. Well, thank you for making me feel so good, Sean. And
listen, Brian, I think you're a great guy. I think you got a really good heart. You're a good guy. So, like, I would like to see that happen for you. I would like to see you find someone good and nice. I'm sorry I'm being your Jewish mother right now, but you are one of the good ones.
Maybe I should call my mom and let her team up on me with you.
Does your mom agree with me? I mean, you are one of the good guys.
Well, she's a...
So don't be so unavailable.
I try. I see what's out there, and I go for it. We'll see.
Yeah, but it had to be something that you really want to do, man. Trust me. Because it's you know what? Because it's not always going to be perfect. Like, okay, you take, like, your parents or your grandparents or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when they get really old and you go and ask them about it and they tell you, like, did you think I was always happy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, what? We thought you were always happy and you're always enjoying it. It's you got to be, in other words, when you're down... You must have really wanted to be there in order to stay. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And it's not just the kids. See, everybody will say, oh, you stay because of the kids. That's not true. Because the thing is, the kid's going to grow up and move out. They're gone. So then it's the two of you sitting there looking at each other talking about, I hate you. I hate you too. So then why are we together? So you really got to be something that you would want to do.
I agree.
I'm
not saying everyone has to run and go get married. But I say, you know, it's like, I think it's easier for men to find a relationship. Because you guys can court and do and make that decision more than a girl can make that decision for a guy.
I really do believe that all marriages are decided by the woman. I really do believe that you guys have all the power. I'm going to be honest. My wife pretty much chose me before I had any clue what was going on. And she probably won't admit that right now. And I'm probably going to get cussed at when I get home. But you know what? Men have no clue about actually getting married. And when you're at the wedding... Like, if you've ever been the best man and you're at the wedding and you turn to your friend and you go, is this how you envision it? Your friend will look right at you and you tell me if this is true. Your guy friend will look at you. Man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now, but I'm here. You know what I mean? None of that is in any man's vision. But women, I think, have all the power in the world to know if they can. And this is the point. They can tolerate us in the future. Looking at us and looking at what's wrong with this guy. If a woman's honest about the guy, she can say, okay. He's a little screwed up, but I can deal with him because these are the things I love about him. A man, man, we're clueless. You just one day you wake up and it's like kids saying, wake up, dad. And you're like,
but you have to let her. You have to let her make. She might have made that decision, but you have to let her make that decision.
Of course.
I've had chicks make that decision on me and it didn't happen.
But that's what I'm saying. It had to be something you want.
Yeah.
It had to be something you want.
I don't know. I feel like this whole dying alone thing doesn't scare me. Let me explain why. I feel like people, 50% of the time or maybe more nowadays, they're going to get divorced at some point, and then they're going to have a less likely chance of finding their real true love because they're older. And
well, that's easy for you to say. You're a man, so men age probably more gracefully, and it's easier for an older guy to find a younger girl. But when women age and we get past the age of 28, suddenly we're not a commodity anymore.
Trophy.
And when we hit 30 something and late 30s, you can't birth children anymore. So there is a biological clock ticking. If some man wants to create a family or wants to do something, you can always procreate. So I think it does become more difficult for women. I'm just saying my piece.
And then you become
cougars. I should be on a talk show.
Yeah. You should
have your own talk show.
Oh, just kidding, guy. Thank you. I feel like I'm on a panel of experts right now.
You are. And I feel like I wanted to finish the thing about the astrology real quick. She used to say, my ex was a Taurus, and she'd go, oh, she's going to be fat. Like, where do you get that from? How do you, like, say, like, everyone born during that 30-day period is going to end up fat? Like, it just is ridiculous, some of the things these people say.
Yeah, I don't know where she gets that. Taurus is supposed to be a good match for a Capricorn, though.
We were a good match.
I would expect that to be, like, very practical.
Very practical.
And a very honest, an honest relationship. Lots of honesty.
Practical.
Is that sarcasm?
No.
You say practical, it makes it sound like they shop at Costco or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how exciting it would be, but it'd be practical. I mean, it's not like a Scorpio and a Leo.
You guys, if you guys got married, what would happen? It would just be like...
I would just follow her around.
Yeah.
It looks like...
And I'd let him.
I would just follow her around and you'd see me in the mall holding
And then I'd be
purse,
like, talk now, guy. Talk. You can talk, you know.
All right. What do you want me to say?
Tell them hello.
Say hello, guy. Hello.
Oh, man.
He says hello. He's shy.
That sounds like a grandma. You were telling me something about your mom once.
She's crazy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is she really crazy?
Well, yeah.
Does she call you and tell you to get married all the time?
No.
That's good.
They
my mom doesn't bug
that.
Me about that
I think
stuff.
My family gave up hope.
Yeah, maybe my family gave up
hope, too. My sisters all the time are like, why don't you, if like I'm dating anybody, they're like, okay, marry him. Because they're both, you know, in their marriages, maybe a little miserable at the times or whatever. They got their three kids, both of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they want everyone to be married just like them.
Yeah. I have friends that are married. I don't know. They don't. Well, I'm not going to go
in
there.
In my family, I'm the only one that has kids, so I'm a demigod.
Right. Is everybody.
Everybody, like, worships me.
You have brothers and sisters?
I have two older brothers, and neither of them have children.
Huh.
So, like, I'm like the man. Mm-hmm. Like, my uncle's always like, that's right, baby. That's right, Junior.
That's cool.
That's right. You did it. You know what I mean? All the time.
Nice.
It's great. It's a big accomplishment. Kids are a lot of work. It's hard.
I tell you what, it gives you a lot of power, though, man. I make a phone call and say, hey, I need school clothes. Boy, those boxes come flying into town.
Yeah.
Christmas time. Oh, yeah. You want to talk to them? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Send some shit.
Yep. Do it.
So with the Showtime special, I was going to ask you a question earlier and I didn't get to it. So how did you get on that? Was it your agent or did they see you at the comedy store?
Never an agent.
So they saw you.
Anything I ever got was never an agent. Everything was somebody saw me somewhere, somebody referred me. It's never been an agent. Any TV, anything I've ever got was never any representation.
So does your agent
say that?
Does your agent get part of it? Like if you, no?
I didn't have an agent at the time.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was a producer of it. It was a lesbian producer who had seen me many shows and was friendly with me. And she produced a couple specials and then came to me and said, I really want you for this kind of sexy woman, straight woman special,
right.
You know, she was producing a gay one and this, but she goes, I want you for this. And that's, you know, I showcased in front of, they taped me at some show for the Showtime exec and she saw me and she liked me and greenlit me.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Thanks guys.
Yeah. It was a really good show too. I just, the audience didn't seem too enthusiastic that night.
The audience was a little bit smaller
than
expected.
Where was it filmed?
Was at it the
El Rey, right, or something?
Yeah.
I remember you said that. Yeah. I went to a birthday party at the El Rey once.
Yeah, it was fun though. I had a lot of friends that came out, so it was nice.
That's cool. Thanks for the invite. I wasn't invited. I was just being
I just
there.
Invited like 10, 15 people, family and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't bother with anybody for a 6-hour taping. You
was
know?
It 6 hours?
But people are there and you're waiting. It was a long night.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna inconvenience you with that. You have other things to do, like make my website.
Yeah, got that going for you. So, anything else going on with you?
I killed JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, wow.
I've always wanted to say that, you know.
Now it's on tape.
All right. Confession. No.
How long have you been doing comedy?
82 years. 16 years.
16? And when did you start? How old were you?
I was 5.
Oh, so she's 21. Just going to see if we would get the age out of Sean there.
Never.
Huh. Interesting. Any summer movies this year that have thrilled you? Have you seen any movies?
I haven't seen much, except Avengers. I love that.
I love the Avengers.
I'm going to see Magic Mike tonight, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My family was going to go see that, and they're like, we need something light. We have this thing going where, like, they try to do girls' night without me sometimes, and, I give them shit, and then I say, you're taking me with you. They're like, we're going to see Magic Mike. You going to come with us to that, too? I'm like, yes, I fucking am. But I didn't go.
You have a sweet family.
I do. Have you met them? No.
Yes, I did.
Where?
They're at your birthday show.
Oh, at the birthday show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was like a thing. Anyways, Guy, what are you plugging right now?
Right now I got, actually I'm with you on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, we're going to be at Sardo's. That's big.
Sardo's.
I'm with you on Wednesday. And then Friday, August 10th.
Yep, Comedy Store.
I'll meet you again at the Comedy Store.
Yay.
With Chris D'Elia and the Greg Wilson and Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And Tuesday, actually, before that, I'm at La Jolla, the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
Oh, cool. Big Mike show?
With our good friend Big Mike. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I like his shows.
Big Mike. He's like the Matrix. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He is everywhere. He just shows up at Lovitz.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How about you, Sean? What do you got going on?
August 10th and 11th, I'm headlining the La Jolla Comedy Store. And then it'll be around my birthday. So it's a birthday weekend show. So come on out. And then I have my one-year anniversary bathhouse show at the LA Comedy Store. So that I run that once a month. So that's August 18th. And then I leave to work on the Atlantis Gay Cruises, August 24th, to perform on the boats. And we're going to Italy, Greece, and Turkey. So I'll be gone for a couple weeks again in Europe.
Sounds like we might have another threesome possibility there.
Hopefully.
For you.
Awesome.
Yeah. That has not happened for you yet, you said, right?
No. Nope.
Well, keep working on
Here's
it.
Here's cross.
Get down to La Jolla. You're headlining La Jolla. Invite them to that.
They're in Spain, at a base in Spain.
I thought they were going to be back by then.
No, they just got there.
Am I on any of those La Jolla shows?
No, because you're not a regular at the Comedy Store.
Oh, is that what it takes?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll actually be with Guy that weekend.
Yeah, they'll never let me. But believe me, I have friends coming down that weekend. They're all comics, female. A lot of pretty funny women comics are coming. They won't put them on.
Weird.
It's weird. Yeah. They only keep it 3-person. They will not put on another number. They're very strict about that.
Well, it's a weekend show. That's probably why.
Whatever. It's my show, so I should be able to put whoever I want on it.
On Tuesdays, they don't give a shit
I
who you put on
it. I fill those seats, so.
Yeah, Tuesday is then.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's awesome. I'm happy that you're headlining. That'll be fun.
Thanks, Bri. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, totally. And that is episode 009 we just finished. 009.
Wow, did I hear your music?
Yeah, here we go.
Go ahead, play it.
It's the same music.
Outro time?
Yeah, here we go.
Yay.